is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Get into an attitude of worship. Let us focus in on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has been so good to us as a nation, as a people, and we ask for oneness today in His presence. Make us one heart, make us one voice, make us one, Lord, make us one, as we celebrate in your warm embrace, make us one, Lord, make us one, one people, Lord, with one call.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, May 11th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today is Nervous Monday. I know it's a junkloo term. It's a junkloo term on Saturday. They say Nervous Saturday. But today is Nervous Monday. Anticipation Monday. Political Monday. Day before Tuesday, Monday. Last time to go to the rally, Monday. Last time to go get the chicken and fries and the macaroni and whatever drinks and what's not there, Monday. Today is the day that you the numbers. It's lock in how much you believe each party will get. Today is the day that you come and say, Cecil, C.A., Nuri, these are the battleground constituency, but you're not quite sure. It could be close. Mind you, have your favorite. But it's so close that you say, we got to watch and see. Today is the last chance where you help your political party say, hey, I come to help you campaign. I come in to push for you. But today is the day that we remember that post-Tuesday, post-May 12th, we are one.
Yes,
one country. One set of Bahamians, one set of people, and we tend to forget that. So today I have in studio, and I see Kermit just step out, but today I have in studio Iwan Moxie. I always call his name wrong. he allowed me to play with it, because it takes me like an hour to, like, at least 20 minutes before I pronounce it. Iwan.
It's Irvan.
So you won't get it. Moxie. Irvan and Miss Adriana Munnings, who's in
good
studio.
Morning.
Good morning, morning to you
morning,
both.
Morning.
And these two musicians, they're singing on this particular song when I had playing earlier. And I wanted to talk about why it was so important for them to put out the song right before the general election, because I won't be one. I'm in war mode now. I have my sword and shield, and I'm going to be slashing political parties left, right, and center. I'm choosing who I endorse and say, this one is good for the Bahamas. And then you come on my show and say, but we won.
Yes,
we are one.
We are still one people. You know, the Lord dropped the song in my spirit that we needed to get it out to unite the nation, regardless of our political affiliations and who we want to be the next government or the government of this country.
Can I be one on May 13th, though? But still at orders today?
No. We need to start now. I'm thankful that we are a country that has always had good process. And right now, what I was seeing happening in the nation and with us becoming so riled up and carrying on, there's not becoming of Bahamians. And so God has given us this song to send viral. And so we're asking everyone, as you hear the song, we're saying, you know, via WhatsApp, YouTube, everything, Facebook. We're sending it out, and we're telling people, please send it out to as much Bahamians as possible so that we could be united as a country. And what is so beautiful about this, when God gave me the song for us to do it, I called the artists like Adriana. She was like, I'm on board. I called Shimon Smith, the saxophonist. He was like, I'm on board. And our engineer and the person playing the keyboard on the Orville, man, God, we thank you for Orville. Orville has been.
Stubbs, yes.
Orville Stubbs, he was, amazing, awesome. He gave himself completely to the 14-year-old boy, Deanza Curry Jr.
Yes, yes. Amazing job.
Yeah. Man, he did a phenomenal job. If you listen to the lead guitar being played in it. But we need oneness in our nation. We don't need family, brothers and sisters fighting against one another. We don't need neighbors, and we don't even need strangers. As you go to the polls, remember that you are Bahamians, that we are one, and we are asking to have one heart like God, the same heart and mind as God, and we want to have the voice of God on tomorrow and today and the way forward as a nation. Because God has called us. We are a nation who has committed ourselves from independence in 1973. We committed ourselves to be a Christian nation, a nation that's one under God. So we're calling for that spirit.
And before I go to Ms. Manning to find out why she joined you on this project, right? What are you seeing out there that you felt compelled? Like you saw a vision in your song and say, I got to put this song out. I need to help people to listen to this. What you seeing, so?
Yeah, well, when I saw where friends and families and also other persons, you saw the mudslinging and you heard the mudslinging, and then you saw the actions where people were fighting and getting riled up. Even some of our politicians who knew to be very reserved persons, and you see them getting very hyped up and everything. So I felt a sense of a negative spirit that was trying to, and a dark spirit coming over our nation, praying and staying in prayer. But you just can't just pray. You have to put prayer into action. And that is where the song came in, putting this song into action and asking BFNM or Coalition, let's reach across the aisle and ask God to make us one, that as we have our own God-given right to go to the polls and vote for whoever we choose, that we could still love one another and we could still respect one another.
So what do you recommend to the listening public and to our leaders that we should be doing to encourage this oneness that you speak about?
Yeah, I would recommend that regardless, we all have our own opinion. We all have our own right to choose what we want, whether the other person doesn't like it. The thing is, one thing it is to show respect. And I think that's where most of our breakdown comes in society, when we don't show respect for one another and our own personal beliefs. Okay, so we are just asking with this song that as much persons hear it, that you please promote it. We're praying that all the radio stations will carry it. We're hoping to hit as much radio stations. You are the first one to invite us on and allow us to be here. And so we're praying that all the radio stations will carry the song and that it will become a national song for our nation.
So let me get Ms. Munnings into this conversation. Why you joined this project?
Well, a pleasant good morning 242 to the nation and to the world. It gives me great pleasure to be in support of my brother Moxie. When we look at what's happening, and the song is not just for while we are in election mode, but this is an everyday song. If I may say, this song was written from 2023, the 50th year, the anniversary of the independence. Mm-hmm. And so he called me and he shared the song with me and he said, Adriana, I believe that this is time to get the word out with the song. And he also told me, you say, Adriana, just see whether if you want to say something. And I did not, because the song was already prepared, I believe, from God himself, and nothing needed to be added. Amen. That's like fish. We only use lime and gold pepper, but if you can go overboard, no, that ain't Bahamian, okay? But the song is so powerful, because I even wake up in the night singing the song. Mm. So moving forward, yes, we may be in our feelings with the parties that we do not like, but at the end of the day, we still have a nation to build in years to come. And we have to have some kind of standards for the next generation ahead that they can build on and not be confused and say, let's start all over, because what they was doing was foolishness. But this song is really powerful.
You mentioned the word standard. We need to have standards. What do you mean by that?
When I talk on, about standards, because this YouTube, I think, will be on forever. And what we say and how we say will affect us. And a lot of people wake up with foolishness, but you need to sit down and go back. Boy, did that make sense? So having a standard means having pride.
Yes.
Being respectful, being loving, being kind, respecting people for whoever party they want to choose for. You ain't no children. Action is bringing division with husband and wives, fathers and daughters. Because I heard a father said, if his daughter's going to vote another party, he cut her off. But I had to remind him, PLP and F&M, they would always be friends.
I don't really cut people off.
But
I put them out of my house.
But
the house has one vote.
Well, actually, the daughter doesn't live with the father.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, this has been a really tense election.
It has been tense.
And so I just would encourage person tomorrow, stay focused. Mm. Those who have vitamins, take your vitamins. Don't drink lots of water because the line is going to be long. We don't know where those bathrooms are. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage even the classroom, turn on the AC at 3:05 today because mm-hmm. the heat is going to be on.
Yes, I see.
So actually, we have to...
The meteorologist said it's going to be a heat wave starting today. Wow. So tomorrow, as we vote, it can be hot.
Hot.
Wow. I imagine people in their emotions and they hot and miserable and the long lines. You might need to be passing, blasting your music all through.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to do. Yes, we're hoping that we could get it blasted. And even if I have to pay someone to drive around with the thing, like how do we have the big horn and to really play it, drive through the country. Mm-hmm. We just want the message to get out. And I just want to say, give God thanks for Adriana because it was Adriana who encouraged me to write. Mm-hmm. When they were having the song competition, I said, man, Adriana, they don't do this cheating. They don't do... She said, no, still put the stuff out. And, and right after she shared that with me, I went into my room and in an instant, God gave me this song. Mm. And when we did it and it didn't make the cut, and I was like, Lord, you told me to do this. And a few years ago, that he said, it is for a time.
It is now.
This.
It is time. Time is now.
It's time.
It was too early before. Two years ago, it was too early.
Yeah.
The time is now.
It wasn't denied, but for a set time.
Yeah, he says, though the vision tarry, yet it shall come to pass. And I think we are, like I said, we are loving people. We are passive people. We are calm people. And the spirit that I saw hovering over our nation, this dark spirit, we really needed to break it, and we need to break it, and it has to continue. We are a strong people, and some of the words says, on our glorious way, make us one. Mm-hmm. You know, we are a proud people. We are people that God has a lot. We are the envy of many nations. A lot of persons want to be here. They want to be a part of the Bahamas. They want the Bahamas. But God has blessed us as a people with this beautiful nation. He has given us the guardianship of this nation. And, you know, the word guardian, like Guardian Radio, we are the guardians of this archipelago that God has given, the gatekeepers. And only what we display to the world, like she says, it will not go away. What we do here and now, our children will remember that. Mm. They will live off it, because we got to remember that we are now in a social media world and things don't never come down. Don't care what you think, you pull it down. I can't believe that is how mama and papa were carrying on then. But let us show the world that we are still behemoths, and we still have, we are still held to a very high standard.
See how the world marks them, man. We have a caller here. Let me engage them. Go ahead, caller Canaris.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, it's only about Minister Kay.
No, this is not. This is Minister Irvine Moxie.
I'm sorry.
Irvine Moxie is Minister Irvine Moxie.
Okay, yes. Oh, you're minister. You're a pastor, right?
Well, I am an evangelist. Yes.
Yes. Listen, I am. I don't like the politics. But being an evangelist, I thought you was Minister Kevin Harris.
Yes, that's my friend.
My first time voting is in 72.
Okay.
So you know you can do the math.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a concern that see no major party address. And while there will be a decision made tomorrow, I think, in my view, that we still will have the same old. We have a spiritual problem. No major party, the F&M, neither the PLP, for some reason, will not address the spirit of greed. Mm-hmm. There are persons who are being alleged of this and that. You're still seeing their faces wrong, no shame, and they're stupid enough to know and blind that they cannot see this. They will not go away. They will not say, well, okay, let someone else get a chance. The question is this. Why both major parties do not address the spirit of greed and weed these people out and put them where they belong? Why is it that they keep making a fool and asking me now, an old man, with five grand, but very much confused. And some of the pastors are on board with it, and they're not saying nothing about the spirit of greed. I think that is the major spiritual problem that this country is facing. And the next is the family.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
yes. I am an activist. I've fought for many things in this country. I have been arrested. I've been shot. I was shot 3 times back in 2019. Men were sent to my house to kill me, to silence me. For some reason, God has had me in this political season not to align myself with any particular political party, but to remain neutral. And I realized because he wanted me to focus in on the oneness, to bringing the nation back together as one. I just pray that after the dust is settled, that the government that God himself has chosen for us as a people will emerge, and that we as a people will continue to remember that God is still the head of this nation, mm-hmm. and that God is still in full control, and whatever our Lord and Savior does is well done. And so we're just going to ask for persons to be very, very, very humble going to the stations tomorrow to vote.
Okay, we had another telephone call there, but this person just hung up. But we'll continue our conversation to our polling. Caller. Let me put Patrick through. Go ahead, caller. Guy in Rear AM.
Hello?
Hello, you're live.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing well.
All right, I heard the caller say PLP, no IFNM would address the situation, but Mr. Pintard, as a new leader, I want to defend him. Because he has talked about transparency and accountability. He has fought in the House for many years, saying that the PLP won't answer the questions of all the millions of dollars missing. So you can't blame that on the FNM new leadership. You have to blame that on the PLP or whoever was before them. But you can't blame that on Michael Pintard. I hate when people do that because he's the new leader. Bahamian people, I want to say one thing to you. Be very careful how you vote in this season, because this is a season for turning for the better for our country or for the worse. And as Christians, we ought to be not just voting for a party because of its emblems or its colors. We ought to be voting for transparency, accountability, and empathy. When it comes to our hospitals, there should have been adequate medicine. People need to be paid on time. And on top of that, we need to have accountability of where all the money is going. All of a sudden, Brave Dem went very quiet on where all the money was going. But they have been loud about how they're going to do this and do that again. But they've never said they will allow transparency and accountability.
Okay. I appreciate you, caller.
We need reform in this country, and we need to pray hard.
Yes.
God bless.
God bless you.
Caller, take advantage of politicking at the present time. But we are one.
Yeah, we are one. Still. We are one.
Where can I find the song, hear the song?
Right now, the engineer was finished with it on last evening, so we just started doing a WhatsApp blast. We're trying to do a short video today. Yeah, we're going to try to put together a short collage, and where we could send it via video, that's where we have the platforms. So we're working hard on it. We've been working behind the scenes. But like the previous caller, I would just like to say to one of them that called in earlier, is that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so what we are trying to do is to just understand that, just allow God to really govern us and guide us as we as we go to the polls. And let's remember the unity as people. Whether you're wearing a red shirt tomorrow, a blue shirt, a black shirt, whatever you're wearing tomorrow, just reach across the aisle, hug someone, show love. Let them see who we are as a people. Let them see that we are still one, regardless of our political affiliations. And like I said, this song was not just written for just this political time, but it's written as a national, not a national, because we have a national anthem, but as an anthem for our nation, for us to continue to sing, for us to continue to abide in the grace and the love of Christ Jesus.
Thank you. I want to thank both of my guests, Ms. Irvine.
Irvine Moxie,
and Miss Adriana Munnings. Thank you very much for popping into the studio. And
thank you.
I will continue to play the song.
Thank you.
I need to remind people that despite we are not election odd at this present time, yes, we're one country, man. We're all Bahamians, man.
Thank you.
This animosity and this rowing and thing shouldn't be happening. No. Go and vote and smile and laugh up with your friends and family.
That's it. So we're trying to see as much stations. You're the first station to play the song. Or across the radio. So we pray that the day that the song would be played over and over throughout the day, if the radio station.
I can play it on
that.
The 13 when people are feelings hurt. So don't worry, forget that. Feelings hurt.
Please,
still what?
No, but still play it today, please. We need to play today and we need to play it tomorrow.
Yes.
As they go to breaks, if this could be a song that they would play throughout the breaks tomorrow.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
My
God,
pleasure.
Continue to bless your show.
Yes. This is Guardian Radio AM. When we return, I want to have your election predictions. I'm going to tell you what my election prediction is right now. When we come back, I can tell you. We'll be right back.
Your heart and mind, your voice makes me feel. Lord, give us love.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. If you need it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian Radio hosts will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many Bahamians out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
Calling all FNM. It's go down tonight. We outside. Two ready. One night. It's the big showdown before the big day you don't want to miss. Free national movement. Code Red. SOS. Save our sovereignty. Save our country. Part 3. Started things off with Grand Bahama. Hip hop to Charlene Reed. Quazi Thompson. Omar Isaac. Frazette Gibson. And it's going down tonight at 7 p.m. at the FNM headquarters. West Atlantic Drive. Next up, Nassau! We'll be kicking things off at 8 p.m. Hear from your candidates, Dr. Dwayne Zan, Travis L. Robinson, Arithia Komalafi, Rick Fox, Heather Hunt, Papa, Deputy Leader Shenandoah E. Cartwright, and Party Leader Michael C. Pentard. And it all goes down at the stadium, Old Carnival Grounds. This is our time. This is our country. Save it. Defend it. Call it. Hold the line. It's the big rally before the big day. Two rallies, one night. It all goes down tonight. Code Red, SOS. See you there.
The FNM can't agree on anything except attacking everything LP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine, new airports, canceled. School breakfast, canceled. Upskill, canceled. The National Youth Guard, canceled. Energy reforms, canceled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back. Paid for by the PLP.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM, and I'm going to say my observation, my conclusion, my prediction. 23-18. You hear it? You hear it? That's the number to go by. 23-18. I say this election is going to be close. I already know who can win. I can say who can win tomorrow. But 23-18. Right? I might even go as far as 25-16 between one or two seats there because they're close. But I'm going to stick right now to 23-18. It's going to be some problematic. Some people may fall on the sideways, and we need to find out who those people will be. Now, I believe that to what's happening today will make and break the political parties. In terms of how people feel, there are a number of people who are unsure how they're going to vote. So this is going to go down to the wire. It's going to go down to the wire if you don't politic tonight, if you don't politic tomorrow and go and canvass and talk to people, if you don't bring your people to the polls, you can lose this election. You can lose this election. So I'm predicting 23-18. Someone's going to win. I can tell you who I believe is going to win. I might do that almost near to the end of the show. But I have some texts. I'm going to read with these texts. This is the time when you call now and say how much you predict. This text says, F&M 33, PLP 8. I think that's far off, texter. Text, I think that's far off. You should have put your name next to it. Because I didn't tell you what the number could be. It can be 23-18. And you have this big number for the F&M 33. Impossible, texter. Right? This says, Mr. Nuri, the F&M will win around 30 seats. PLP will have 11. Did you see the video online with the Haitian man by the PLP rally saying many Haitian out there and the PLP winning two straight? Either that will backfire or will prove Haitians run things now. Texter, you're trying to scare people to you, Texter. But I see you say the F&M getting 30 seats. Look like all the F&M texting today. I don't see it, Texter. I didn't tell you what the number is going to be. The number is going to be 23-18, and not no 30-11. That's that text there. Let me go through the next one. This text says, after witnessing the chaotic mess at the Vance poll, I was really contemplating about voting. However, seeing the video of the Haitian man at the PLP rally bragging about how many of them going to vote, I say, hell no. Not only am I voting, I'm going to make sure my children and grandchildren voted. I love my MP in Yamacraw, but I'm sorry, I can't vote him. We need to stop this new voting bloc. I think they sent a text to all F&Ms to text today, because all the F&M texts in the line, we need some PLP to text, I guess, right? Or these people had a vision. These people have a vision, right? Bahamians, listen to me, please. Mr. Bean giving you money to spend. F&M and the PLP spending the money in your name. COI. COI? This text says COI will get 21 seats. And the PLP and the F&M get 10 seats apiece. Blessing, one Bahamas, okay? Let's go on to this one. Said the PLP promised the FOI, Freedom of Information, then said that it was not important during their term. Voters should reject them. Take Bahamians for fool, right? Every Texas F&M, there's an energy afoot. There's a resurgence of energy, and the F&M's electrified now, it seems, right? They're emboldened. Let's go to the call list then, because every text is F&M now. I'm getting concerned. Let's read this one before I go to the text. To the phone line. I am with you, CA. No more than 25 seat win. See, this person's smart. I believe whoever went 23 to 25, I'm saying 23-18. And this text is saying 25. It didn't say who going to win, but they see the reasoning in my post right there. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
How you doing?
Doing well, man. We're trying to get the predictions.
Give me five safe seats, which you think that sure win. You could mix it up between the F&M and PLP. Give me five safe seats.
Safe seats. I can write that down, and I'll have a whole show about that tomorrow. It'll take me a while, and I'll stop the show so I should have a commercial break. I could write down five safe seats.
Five safe seats.
PLP, Halkidis, Brave Davis, Chester Cooper. That's three. Glennis Hannah Martin, that's four. Trying to go through now. I would have to see who all there. Jomo Camel. That's Fat Campbell. That's five PLPs there. I hope that's sufficient for you. FNM. FNM, okay. FNM will be Sinand. No. Go ahead. Okay. All the FNM seats are battleground seats. I ain't saying they ain't going to win it now. But all the FNM seats are battleground seats. They would have to put their back to the wheel and claim it. But I see this resurgence of energy and excitement. But no, the FNM don't have a safe seat. Straight across. I mean, I'm not being pro-PLP. I'm just calling it as I see it. They will have to go and win the seats that they have. But the PLP have five safe seats. The rest of the PLP seats, they can fight for. Everything else is for grabs. Straight across the board. Let's go to the callers there again. Guardian Radio AM, you live? Caller, you live? I get text around me about what I said about Sinant. I said Sinant is in battle. The incumbent will have to fight for that. And that's supposed to be a safe seat for the FNM, but it doesn't. It's not safe no more. I'm just saying it's not safe no more. Let me put it on a limb. Y'all know where I live, right? Y'all know where I live, right? Fox Hill is no longer a safe seat. It embattled. Fox Hill embattled. My MP can have to fight for that if he want it. Because that Dr. Fox, dude, boy, my MP gonna have to fight. He can pick up people and drop them to the polls. All the old people, all them people who's be by that tree, can get a pickup and drop to the polls come Tuesday. Because they have to fight for the seat. Let's go to the callers there. I'm going to continue reading the text. Actually, I should start earlier, because the text lines them full. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. I need a possible investigation done. By our news stations. My understanding is that at the environmental health, both in the Bahamas, both in New Providence and in Grand Bahama, some employees were given a contract to sign. This is right after Mr. Miller would have passed away, my understanding. And their salaries were reduced, and that contract had indicated that their salaries were going to be reduced when these persons were looking forward to becoming PNP. It was a take-it-or-leave-it situation. Those persons in question were scientists, studied biology, chemistry, that type of thing. They were recently hired. This was also around the same time when there was that big strike on Bay Street with Belinda and all of those, and they were asking for an increase. Wanting to figure out, were their salaries reduced? Because they were trying to find funds to assist them. There was nothing said about the matter. These persons were given a contract, so they didn't have union representation. So why was that done? They were also told that after 3 years, they would get a bonus. You're taking people's salary from them, and then you're talking about you're going to give them a bonus after 3 years. Sounds to me like the same money you took away, you're going to now give us after a three-year period as a bonus. Then you also say to them, you have in order to leave, or if you find something different to do that you're more interested in, you have to give 3 months' notice. Why? Who's going to wait for you? If they have a job available, they're supposed to wait for you for 3 months? I think that's totally unfair.
Okay.
But like I said, I would like to have an investigation done by some news station to verify this information, please.
I hear you, and I'll pass it on.
Thank you so much.
Talk to Travis. Let's see. Travis, you go investigate. But my pleasure, ma'am. A new hospital for the birthing used for those people from the South. Notice where these PLP candidates are running, like Keith Bell and the others who can house them when they leave the shanty towns. We are on them. These FTYs look like are politicking hard today. They're calling all the radio stations today. I guess this is just the start of it. Should be interesting how it moves forward. So we need to start considering throwing independence in the House of Assembly. Seriously, if you want to see any change in the distant foreseeable future, can't have the House of Assembly one-sided nor two-sided. Lincoln Bean will get his deposit back. He got 19.2% of the Pinewood votes last election, but I predict the PLP will have 25 seats. The FNM will have 15, the COI Independent will have one, generously hopeful. These oppositions don't be doing their job, man. They must be acting weak. File commission of inquiries, stand up against the government, get the Bahamian people more involved. Let's go to the callers. Garden Radio AM, you live. That one says 2515, a pro PLP. Go ahead, caller. You live? No? Then move on to the next caller there, Kermit. Garden Radio AM, you live?
Yes, yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
25, hello?
Yeah, it's you. Go ahead.
Yeah, 21, 15, and 5. 21 COI, 15 FNM, and the PLP is going to get 5 seats.
You really believe the PLP get 5 seats?
Yeah, I am almost certain that they're going to get 5 seats.
Okay.
The FNM is going to beat them, and the COI is going to be government of this country.
You really believe the COI can get 21 seats?
Yes, man. The COI is going to get 21 seats.
Okay.
See, right now, these fellas are so scared, Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Okay. I hear you. I ain't gonna refute you. I ain't going to rebut you. It is what you say. Let's go to the next caller. Say, see, I want know when people say the COI will win more than 5 seats. I need them to list those seats or candidates, please. You hear that? When you call and say the COI can win whole 25 seats, you need to say where they can win. You say Lincoln Bean get his money back, he get 21%. You really think Lincoln Bean can beat them people in Pinewood? Yes, M, what say you?
Hey, CA.
Hey.
Well, I don't know what drink or what substance them COI people take.
They have faith.
But they, whatever it is, I want market.
They are prayerful people.
I will sell that because I can make a lot of money off of that.
Not just
the man say 21 seats.
21 seats.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's what I call for. But yeah, they are on some serious thing. Now let me ask you a question. Now
go ahead.
Did you say that you believe the Honorable Fred Mitchell's seat is up for grabs? Is that what you say?
You know, I like my MP. I think. Look, let me tell you this. I think my MP will win. Let me say it start off with there. But I see what Dr. Fox doing. My MP got to go fight for that. If he want to win that, he have to go fight for that. That's what I said.
That's like compared Anglistan and saying Glennis can come close, or she can get Marsha.
I think...
Man, CA, man, I know. What's going on with you this morning?
I just saying, I think my MP can win. I'm just saying, he going to have to fight.
It ain't even going to be close.
You think he win by landslide?
You know the tribal mentality in Fox Hill?
I know that my MP lost before. He lost before. And it was a rough time watching him in the Senate. I said, Lord.
Listen to me. That man is a beast.
I know.
Like Adventus is a beast in Anglican. Fred is a beast in Fox Hill. Watch it. Bro.
Mr. Mitchell was a beast when he got beat the last time. I'm just saying.
Trust me when I'm telling you this. Mm. It's a different dispensation, brother.
I understand.
All right.
I still believe he can win it now. I'm just saying he got to put his back into it. He got to campaign. He walking. Hey. Good gentleman walking. He ain't going to be easy. All of my civil nets, I'm going to have to come out and help my good MP. Let's go to the callers. Hang on. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You live. Let's move on to the next one. This one says FNM 38 seats. Where are these people getting these numbers from? So the FNM 38, I don't even want to read this one. The FNM 38 seats and the PLP 3 seats. My name is Savannah Vanessa Butler. I hope Travis beat the pants off the bass because I don't think he's either. But 38 seats for the FNM, Miss Butler? Really? Really? Let's go to the callers. You're live.
CA.
Hey.
Code 2 straight.
It might be a code 2 straight.
All PLP.
You know, how many seats, man?
39 to 12.
Hold on.
39 to 12.
I ain't think that add up, you know.
29.
Okay.
29 to 12, sorry.
Okay, 29.
PLP will win 29 seats to 12.
To 12.
The FNM will get 2 female members of parliament.
2.
10 men. Two.
You know, I try to push women all the time.
Yeah, but two.
I won't talk with nobody else. I'm going to go to the women. Who two FNM women, females, you think can get their seat?
Two.
I say who?
Two.
But who? You have me like an owl.
One from the island, one Nassau.
Okay. Two.
But listen to me. Go ahead. Saying something about Mr. Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
You said that the Beast got beat in Fox Hill in the last election.
Yes. Election before
this.
You
got to remember the PNP got beat.
I mean,
the PNP can't win.
No. My MP lost. He's supposed to have won, and he lost.
Okay, but let me say this. There are some members of Parliament, you name two of them, in the person of Ms. Glenys Hannah-Martin,
mm-hmm.
and Ms. The PNP can't win, and none of them get beat. They have to win. There are certain members of Parliament, the PNP have to win with. Even though the PLP is
you
going to win,
saying that if
like
Fred Mitchell loses Fox Hill, the PLP gone?
Yes.
God have mercy, I can hang up on you.
No, don't hang up on me yet.
We don't hang up on you yet. You type of things you said. I don't mean, see, the whole show, see, this time, if I had more commercials, I would go commercials because I had to think, I don't know. CA, what you're drinking? St. Agnes, Marco City, anyhow it look like you may have to stock up with some depends and toilet paper. Mama says it's coming. Fire. More fire. Call her. Text her. Tell me your numbers, man. Just text me your numbers. I ain't got to go through that. This one says 26 seats the FNM will get versus two. The PLP's 15. I know. I'd say it ain't going to be no more than 23. I tell you 23, 18. Let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Hi, morning.
Morning, ma'am. I'm listening to you.
25. That was me that text 25-15, COI or independent, generously hopeful one. And I am a supporter and a fellow COI supporter. Maybe being a little bit delusional with that 21.
Can you imagine?
No. Mm. Yeah.
So, but, go ahead.
25-15.
Ma'am, your numbers are reasonable. I can see it. I can see it happening, your numbers, but I ain't even no COI or no independent.
Hopeful.
You can be hopeful. Hope. You better pray. You can be prayerful. You can't be hopeful with this. Cause hope ain't coming for them. I minus lose his seat. No, I mean,
hope
see?
Ain't
see?
Hope
see?
Is there.
Hope is okay. I told it's change. See? Ma'am?
Okay,
ma'am, I appreciate you, though. I really appreciate it. But your numbers are sensible, except that independent and COI getting a seat. But your numbers are sensible, right? And I ain't say who could win, but the numbers sensible. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live, caller. Doing well. I'm trying to see the numbers.
Okay. Well, I said 37 to 4. Okay.
37 to 4?
The PLP and 4 for the FNM.
You're saying the PLP can get taught 37 of the seats?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's the reason why I'm saying that. You see, in this upcoming election, if you notice, there are more young people more now interested in politics than ever before. What happened is the PLP has at least the government has established a lot of programs for the youths straight out of high school. Some youths became an entrepreneur while they were in high school and were able to get grants as soon as they came out of high school. And this is what the youths are saying on the streets. And a lot of youths were hired in the armed service, or you call it the essential services, all right, straight out of high school. So, you know, we have to look at it for what it is, Mr. Nuri. At the end of the day, Michael C. Pintar has done nothing governmental inside Marco City. Could you name one thing
I'm not disputing what you're saying.
People personally?
I'm not disputing what you're saying, but the show right now is just numbers because I got to get other people to join on. I'm not disputing what you said,
yeah.
But I don't see no 37. I just say 37.
You can see it. You can see it.
I hope you call back tomorrow.
I will after election.
Yes, Thanks. Say, blessing CA. Is safe to say the PLP got there 23 seats. The FNM will get 15 seats, and the COI get 2 seats. If Dr. Veronica MacGyver wins her seat in Killarney, and the Honorable Iram Lewis wins his seat in Central Bahama. So this person is saying 2 seats. It'll be Iram Lewis, and it'll be MacGyver would beat up Hubert Minnis, beat up on Robin Lyons, and beat up on what the senator name? Why was it? I know it so well, you know. Barnett Ellis. That's what they're saying. Okay. I mean, the numbers are reasonable, caller. The numbers are reasonable. Let's go to the call line. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
You're live. Let's go. It's you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? This Miss Butler.
Miss Butler? Boy, your numbers, Miss Butler? God have mercy. Go ahead, Miss Butler. Say your numbers
again. Okay. I want to say 38 FM and 3PLP, because I know who 3PLP when they see.
Let's say the 3PLP. I remember I already list 5 safe PLP seats.
Brave Davis on the ranks. I ain't too much of a fan of him.
Okay.
Glennis Anna Martin and what the man name? Exuma.
Chester Cooper, yes.
Yeah.
That's 3.
Oh, the line of fun him either, but
you don't believe Jumo Campbell when they see? You don't believe Jumo Campbell safe?
I know.
What about Halkidas? You don't believe Halkidas safe?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so they battleground, they gotta fight for it then. They gotta fight.
Yeah.
Call back tomorrow. I can be here with the rest of the team. And this Miss Butler calling in to put in this number again. And I can talk to you tomorrow. All this could be here. Let's go to the callers again. Guardian Radio AM. This one said, Fred Mitchell is gone. There is a new sheriff in town. And I said, text her. Idleness, you idle. My auntie got off a fight for your seat. But I don't think he's gone. You have to fight for it, though. But if the doc doing some things, anything, boy, don't even say it. I don't even put that in the atmosphere. Go ahead, caller. Guardian.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. I want to hear your numbers.
Man, I think it can be tight this time.
I think it can be tight.
The people are, I don't know what Miss talking about. Hey, Miss, I've been best. Okay, so bear. Michael Bonneby can be one of the first one and then go home and don't come back no more.
Michael Bonneby? I think his seat's in battle. I tell you that.
He gone.
I think his seat's in battle.
No, he gone.
He gone altogether?
Me. I live there, sir.
Lord,
I live there.
Lord
have mercy. Jumo Kamagawin.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's doing a good job because he did something with my good friend, Miss Christie, with the makeup them ever did.
Mm-hmm.
People could see.
Mm-hmm.
He hired people in the area. He hired everybody. He hired one who's no FNM, who's no PLP, and who is no CI. Because he comes from good people. That's your farm. I don't think my man, the minister of national security, he ain't looking no good. He gone.
Who is this?
Boy, gone.
There's
two people who you don't fool with, and they ain't going to manage.
I have them ticked down as battleground seats where I got to be watching.
Hey, see now, what's me good now? Nobody never went one wire twice. It's good as co-host with them once and all those Forbes and Tommy and all them, one and gone. Marathon, same thing, you know. They one and gone. See, they middle class. You ain't going to promise a boy to come lying to these people. You see, but I want to be tight.
I
really can't give no figures. When I say tight, that's how Jamaica was 4 or 5 feet. It's got to govern.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Got to go. See, all of them know the plan and all of them for secrecy. No. Who ain't declared to go into jail? Be taking their assets. Be taking their pension. If somebody says who's doing wrong, they're going to jail. See, this is the last time for the most school I know. This is the last time. All of them, they know this is the last time wrong. And I just hope their children don't be like how some of them are. See,
let me squeeze these other callers in.
They really think we are, you know. Be smart and plenty of them in there.
Boy, Lord have mercy.
They ain't them going to the house with somebody skinny and some of them fat.
They can be fat. Some casualties, political casualties for the PLP. I see that.
Hey, and Mr. Caller, a while ago, 2017, Mr. I can come look to you today.
Yeah.
I can have there for all the money, all the best.
Yes, yes.
My casualty one, he can be the one of the first ones that I play. Thanks, Nick, my call.
Yeah, man, of course. So 50 years or under, still voting. PLP stopped voting, PLP and FNM since 1997. I'm 66 years old, this caller says. This caller says, COI 25 to 27 seats. Say la. I know about that, caller. Says, this texter says, Barnaby is gone. Well, I still say he needs to explain the money, but I think the PLP, that's me, politicking, forgive me. Forgive me for that. Forgive me for that. Is he in the battleground area? If he won't win, he got to work. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. I'm saying this election will be close, and there are about 11 seats that no one's going to win. You have to go and win it and claim it.
That's right, but I can tell you this.
Go ahead.
23 FNM, 11 PLP, 3 COI.
My God, you think COI can get whole 3?
Yeah.
They call the 3 then. So what 3 you think COI can claim?
Bean, MacGyver, Lewis.
Bean, MacGyver, and Lewis. There's a 3 strong people there.
They can get that.
That means, even though I don't believe you, caller, that means it can cause friction in there. Someone can lose. Someone get their feelings hurt because the COI is there.
All right, let's say it ain't 3, but it's 2.
It's 2.
But definitely Bean and MacGyver.
Bean strong.
Bean and MacGyver,
MacGyver
got
strong.
That in the bag.
MacGyver strong.
And the FNM can get 23 seats.
And you believe the FNM will win this election?
Yeah, man. Too many major infractions heading to the end of 2025 into 2026 caused them.
Tomorrow I can say who win. Thank you very much, Colo. I didn't tell you what the numbers could be. Tomorrow I can declare who win. Right, tomorrow I can say. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Okay, that's clear. Right? Says the FNM will get 25 seats. That's a reasonable number. The PLP, 15 seats. Vote for immigration overhaul and healthcare, also a national lottery, which would benefit more persons financially. Anyone see the excitement in the FNM recently? Just the other day, I was making fun of them. Now they call in an excitement and engaging and all hype up. You know, they must have didn't see that PLP rally at Clifford Park. Did you see that PLP? That like the whole country was out there, right? But the FNM's calling and they say they fired up and ready to go, they saying. I say now, if you want to win, you have to be on the ground today and tomorrow and do whatever it takes to win. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM. This one says, see why I get all 41. Oh, God have mercy. Just go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hello.
You're live, that's you.
Pardon me?
You're live now.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead and talk. You're live.
Yes. You're talking about who you think will win tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
The PLP.
By how much? How much seats do you think the PLP can get?
PLP? The PLP get about 35.
35?
Yeah.
You know how much 35 is?
Yeah.
I have to talk
F&M,
to them.
F&M I get. But the 6?
Yeah.
My COI, no work.
Yeah.
No seats.
No seats. Thank you very much, Colin.
The end is not winning Fiber Garden.
No.
He will never win it.
Oh, Lord.
Never in his life.
Oh, Lord. I hear you. So tomorrow, Erka, give me permission. Say, I can talk about politics tomorrow. Says, the general elections day, Tuesday the 12th. No political broadcast or advertisement. Licenses must not broadcast any political advertisement, political broadcast, or any other election programming produced by or behalf of a candidate. But I can talk politics. It says, no results or opinion polls. I wonder if me saying the numbers are opinion polls. I got to check with Dwight with that. And this also included for anything online. But they say I can talk politics in general. Politics. I'm here also at 6 p.m. with the entire team. I say I'm calling it close. It can be close. Tomorrow I should reveal who should win the election. If you watch me, you should already know who I think will win the election. But it can be close. It can be close. If you want to win, you go win it. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.